Blackstone Audiobooks presents Callahan's Legacy by Spider Robinson. This one's for Mary, John, Jeannie, Megan, and Patrick, and for Jim. Chapter 1. Too Hot to Hoot. The immortal storyteller Alfred Bester once said that the way to tell a story is to begin with a disaster and then build to a climax. I'd like to. Believe me, I'd like to. But this particular story happened just the other way round. It was a good climax, at least. Well, okay, maybe that's a silly statement. Perhaps you feel that there is no such thing as a bad climax, that some are better than others, is all. I could argue the point, but I won't. Let's just agree with Woody Allen that the worst one I ever had was right on the money, stipulate that they're all at least okay, and try to quantify the matter a bit. On a scale of 10, then, rating the least enjoyable orgasm I've ever had as a 1, and reaching the culmination of hours of foreplay with the sexiest partner imaginable after years of celibacy as a 10, the climax I'm speaking of now was probably about a 9.5. This despite the fact that every one of the ingredients I've named for a 10 were present. The foreplay had been so extensive and inventive, and the airplay wasn't so bad either, that the sun was coming up by the time I was going in the other direction. My partner was the sexiest woman on the planet, my darling Zoe Berkowitz. And she was my first real lover, as opposed to...